Listening 1. Water for Life.
So, the class is preparing a report on sanitation as a global problem. Our group is supposed to focus on the topic of clean water, why it's important, what the problems are, and so on. I think everyone read at least one article about this, right? Jing, where do you think we should start?
Well, Emma, why don't we start by describing conditions in different parts of the world? I found some statistics on that. Worldwide, about 2 million children under the age of 5 die every year because of water-related illnesses. That's 5,000 children a day. Marie, didn't you find some information about that?
Yes. Cholera is a disease caused by unclean drinking water. It kills thousands of people every year. This is very sad because we can prevent it.
That's scary. I read a report by the United Nations. It said this problem is more serious now because there are more people living in cities. In 1950, 29.8% of the world's population lived in cities. In 2010, that number was more than 50%. People are crowded together in neighborhoods with no way to get clean water. In these conditions, diseases will spread very quickly.
Toby, you're raising another important question, the water supply. It's not just that the water is polluted. In many places, there isn't enough water. The lack of water for things like bathing, washing clothes, and toilets makes the problem more serious.
Yeah, and with the climate changing, there's less rain. In Africa, many lakes and rivers are drying up.
Well, in my view, people in North America and Europe use too much water. That's the problem. I mean, the average American uses more than 150 gallons a day.
Well, that might be true, but that isn't the reason that there's too little water in Africa. Anyway, I think we're getting a little off the topic here. Let's get back to Africa.
I found some information about...
Did you know that Lake Chad in North Africa provides water for 38 million people? But the lake is getting smaller because of the lack of rain and because they use a lot of water for agriculture.
Yes, and I...
And you know, I think...
Excuse me, guys, but I think Marie is trying to say something.
Thank you, Emma. And I read that at the same time that the water supply from Lake Chad is decreasing, the population around the lake is increasing.
Sorry, Marie, I interrupted you. That's a good point.
That's okay, Jing. Thanks. I also think we should include some solutions. I read a great article about something in Africa called play pumps. Communities dig wells. Then they use a playground ride called a merry-go-round to pump the water up to a tank. As children play on the merry-go-round, it works the pump. We can research other solutions as well, like toilets that don't use water and other ways to save water.
Great! I think we have our main ideas. Now, let's think about how to organize and present it all.